67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of August 2024, which means it's pineapple time that started August 1st and the Sprint Triathlon is right around the corner. More on these events shortly. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And we've had a lot of campers out here at Camp Courageous this past week. This past week has been dedicated to those with physical disabilities. Some of our campers have graduated from the MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's Week here at Camp Courageous, and they come out during this Physically Disabled Week. Also, we have individuals with cerebral palsy and a wide variety of other physical disabilities, and this is their special week. It's been a great week, a lot of great reunions from campers who have been coming to Camp Courageous for years. Our travel campers headed up to Mall America and had a great time up there shopping away and enjoying all the things that the Minneapolis area has to offer. This coming week, we'll have a group of campers, part of our travel program, doing a day-long cruise on the Mississippi. Always a wonderful time. Last week, of course, Iowa was a big part of RAGBRAI, Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride across to Iowa, and our good friend the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, once again had a big annual dinner and auction for Camp Courageous. They've been doing this for years and years. This year, it was at the Ottumwa Golf Course. Longtime leader Brad Pendergrass put together a beautiful selection of items. Board member Jim Phelps and his wife Elsie once again auctioned off their farm experience to a high bidder, and that's always a huge item. And it's been a wonderful event for the last nearly 20 years. A big thank you to our good friends at the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society for taking Camp Courageous under their wing. The triathlon is coming up this coming Sunday. It'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. There is a 300-meter open water swim in Lake Todd here at Camp Courageous. And then that you go from the swim to your bicycling, and the bike is about 15.5 miles. It'll take you from camp down Highway 38 South down to Scotch Grove, and they'll be turning around down there at the bottom of a hill. And then back to Camp Courageous, where the participants will be doing a 5K run throughout camp, including camp's brand new nature trail. Big notes to the general public, if you're traveling this coming Sunday, around 8 o'clock in the morning, please be aware of bicyclists along Highway 38 South here in the Monticello area. And of course, it's that time of the year for the pineapple sale. It runs August 1st through the 11th. $1 from every pineapple sold will come to Camp Courageous. There's a total of 40 area Hy-Vees and Dollar Freshes that will be selling pineapples. And those locations include Bettendorf, Cedar Falls, all the stores in Cedar Rapids, Clinton, Coralville, the two stores there, Davenport, the four stores there, Dubuque, the three stores, the Dyersville Dollar Fresh, the Independence Dollar Fresh, the Iowa City stores, the Marion store, the Manchester Dollar Fresh, the Maquoketa Dollar Fresh, Milan, Illinois, Moline, Illinois, the Monticello Dollar Fresh, Muscatine, the Owine Dollar Fresh, Rock Island, Silvis, Waterloo stores, Waverly, Cedar Rapids Drug Towns, and the Iowa City Drug Store. So a big thank you to our good friends at Hy-Vee for selling the pineapples. You can get those once again now through August 11th, which is a Sunday. Pineapple sales mean the Pineapple Gala is right around the corner. We encourage folks to buy a ticket for the Pineapple Gala. They're only $75, or if you want a table of 10, it's $750. It'll be at the DoubleTree in downtown Cedar Rapids on August 16th, a Friday night at 6 p.m. Always a wonderful dinner, a great program, and of course, a lot of silent and live auction items. And once again, you can go to the camp's website at campcourageous.org to buy tickets, or if you have something that you'd like to have auction off, get a hold of us, and we'd love to have your item be a part of this year's Pineapple Gala. This year, we're going to be honoring the Stutzman family along with the Stutzman Company there in Hills, Iowa. Longtime supporters of the camp, just incredible people going back to Eldon, who founded the company. And for generations now, they've been wonderful supporters of Camp Creations. And please come to the Pineapple Gala this year and help us honor the wonderful Stutzman family along with their company. A lot going on at the Manchester Garage Sale as they just completed Christmas in July. Once again, they are open at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Big remodeling job going on in the back warehouse area as they insulate and run the new electricity back there. So stay tuned for more information on our great Manchester Garage Sale. Big thank you to all the volunteers and all those people that go up there and buy and donate things. The need of the week is paper towel in 55-gallon trash bags. Huge need. We're almost completely out of paper towel, and we go through a lot of it with all the campers that we serve. Remembering dear friends who have passed away this past week, where the memorials came to Camp Courageous, Terry Doctory from Davenport passed away, a longtime supporter of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to his family. And headed up to Charles City for Wesley Malinicki, who passed away, a longtime supporter of the camp and a good friend. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit camp. Come out and see the triathlon this weekend beginning at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.